two unnamed Tennessee teens have been charged with arson related to at least some of the wildfires that raged through Gatlinburg and Pigeon Forge, Tennessee over the past week. The fires killed at least 14 people, injured 176, damaged more than 2,400 homes and businesses. The flames moving so quickly, swept by strong winds, that residents barely got out. Here are two of them, Rufus Searles and James Tweedle, speaking from a temporary shelter in Gatlinburg a week ago.
And on the way here, I'm telling you, on both sides of the road, it was a wall of flames. The wind was blowing 70, 80 miles an hour. The fire was blowing across the road.
You could feel the heat and the ash. I mean, the best way to describe it is like you were at the gates of hell.
Well, now, of course, cell phone videos are surfacing of what that hell was like. Michael Luciano owns Aquaflow Spa and Repair in Gatlinburg. He lives in the mountain community of Chalet Village North and barely made it down the mountain. His cell phone video is through the passenger side window. His brother-in-law is at the wheel. His dog is panting in the back seat. Flames surround them. Here's just a portion.
Please, Lord, let us get off this mountain. Oh, go, go, go. We don't need a flat right here. Tree. Go through it. Go through it.
I can't.
We cannot be stuck. Keep her in here. Oh, man. We gotta get out of here.
At this point, surrounded by flames, Michael gets out of the car to move burning tree branches. He joins us now. And Michael Luciano, given what you've been through, we appreciate you talking to us on that same cell phone because you're still out of your home. What was that like driving through fire?
It was pure devastation. I figured at first, hey, I'm just going to pull out my phone and film four or five cabins that are burning. Mine might burn down too. But once we started down the mountain, as you can see in the video, everything was on fire. The entire Chalet Village North was on fire.
Yeah. What were you thinking?
Well, a few times I didn't think we were going to make it out of there. You know, after seeing the propane tanks blowing propane, hissing, a few of the propane tanks were they actually blowed up.
Yeah.
You know, it just pure devastation, getting stuck, having to turn back around because of a down utility pole.
Yeah.
And then we ran into the tree. And we, you know, I actually had to get out of the truck and investigate to see how much room we had to see if we could just ram through the top of the tree on the smaller branches.
How hot did it feel?
It was very hot. Inside the truck, it was extremely hot. Outside, it was even hotter. If you would have been walking down that road, you wouldn't have lasted 5 or 10 minutes. You would have died from smoke inhalation. Being on a mountain, you know, there really is no oxygen if you get down on the ground, like they tell you to. Mm-hmm. On a mountain, you can't stop, drop, and roll what you catch on fire because you're going to keep rolling.
Mm-hmm.
It's just the devastation that I saw up there that night was horrific.
Yeah.
And, you know, my prayers go out. My home didn't burn down. I'm still displaced. We're waiting for power and electric and the utilities, you know, for the water to be reconnected. I've still got most of Wiley Oakley closed. You can go up it, but that road that I live off of, you just can't get up there right now.
Yeah.
There's just too much devastation.
Yeah. Michael, how do you feel about the news that some young people have been arrested? They're awaiting charges, but there was the possibility of somebody setting these fires.
In my village, Chalet Village North, I saw how the fires started. You know, earlier in the day on the way home from work, the winds were picking up. We helped a gentleman that owned a cabin. We actually pulled up on a small little fire that day, and we didn't think anything of it. Being up there, that kind of stuff happens all the time when we have high winds.
Mm-hmm.
But the combination with it being dry like that, we actually helped put a fire out. We own a hot tub business, and we carry water hoses in our trucks.
Mm-hmm.
So we grabbed a water hose, and we put that little fire out. But it had knocked the power out, and so they had to call the power company. And I also told them to call the fire company. This is all documented earlier in the day in Chalet Village that there was a small little fire up there that had to be put out.
So what are you saying? What are you saying? Do you think there was neglect here, that it wasn't addressed quickly enough? Or
if those kids were not driving around in Chalet Village setting fires, those kids did not set the fires in Chalet Village. Now, I am outraged that juveniles would go to chimney tops, and that happened on the 23rd. I am totally outraged that they would set fires purposely. And if there was any death that they should be held accountable for, they should be tried as adults. They should go to prison. This is just not right. Chimney tops did. It burned, and it burned a lot of acres. And in combination with that wind, it made it all the way to Gatlinburg. But where I live, the combination of the wind, the dry leaves, the power lines coming down, the sparks, they catch the leaves on fire, which goes to the propane tanks, gets them hot, the pressure release valve goes off, and then it's like a blowtorch. If that propane tank is near that cabin, when it releases that propane, it's like a blowtorch.
Right.
It will catch that cabin on fire.
So you're...
That's what caused most of the fires in the village. Those juveniles, you know, they're not telling you the whole story. They still have to figure out who died from the fires that they actually set at chimney tops. What property damage was lost? They should be charged and tried. And if anyone died because they set fires, they should be fully prosecuted to the fullest extent of law. That is just outrageous what those kids did. And if they can hear me right now, shame on you. Shame on you. It's terrible what you've done. Even if you wouldn't have killed somebody, you set fires to a place that I visit, that I like to go to in my own community. It almost makes me want to cry of what you kids or juveniles, we don't even know your ages yet.
Yeah.
You should be ashamed of yourself.
Well, and we should say, I mean, I can hear your passion, but they have not been tried yet. But there are these reports, which I can hear are just enraging to you. But tell me this, Michael. What's happened to your area? I mean, you know, Gatlinburg was a sort of a, you know, second to Las Vegas for weddings. We hear that business has just ground to a halt. I mean, what's happening there?
Gatlinburg, the city, it's fine. There's still lots of good things here. And if you are coming here on vacation where you had New Year's plans or Christmas plans, don't cancel them. You know, the areas that were devastated are communities. Most of the loss of buildings and lives occurred in communities where rental cabins are at. Call your favorite cabin company. Tell them, I don't want to be in one of the affected areas where the fire was at. And chances are, you probably won't even notice the fire. They have done an excellent job of cleaning this up, and it will be cleaned up very quickly.
We are very quick to rebuild in Gatlinburg. You're saying Gatlinburg needs you now more than ever.
That is correct. Still come. We've had tons of rain. I don't see any more fires, you know, sprouting up anytime soon.
Yeah.
We didn't have rain for the longest period of time. That, in combination with the high winds and the power lines in Chalet Village, is what caused the fire.
Well, and Michael, just as we leave you, I mean, your thoughts about, you know, because of technology, your night of, it's just hell in those flames.
I had no idea that I would be filming something that would, you know, it documents and lets people know what really happened. And what the news tells you, they're not going to tell you everything. You know, it's sad what happened. And, you know, Mr. Reed's family that perished in the fire, his wife and two daughters, that made me cry that night. And in fact, that's the first person that he flagged us down as we were coming down the mountain. And I had to break the news to him that everything's on fire. There is no chance for survival. And if you go up there, you're risking your life. And seeing the look on that man's eyes, I will never forget him crying that night. I feel so bad for that man, for losing his family. And you know, the juveniles that got charged for setting fires, this just shows what fire can do. And you know, I was worried about my home, but I didn't care at that time. I grabbed just a couple of little things. I grabbed my dad's ashes is one thing I grabbed. A couple of small little mementos within 1 minute, and we were gone.
Well, Michael Luciano, we are so glad you were gone.
Yeah, and you know, I'm just waiting to go back home. I can't wait to go and sleep in my own bed again. A lot of people, they don't have that opportunity.
Yeah.
Gatlinburg does need your support. And if you don't come, you know, it's just going to hurt the community a lot.
That's Michael Luciano. His video of his escape from the flames of the Tennessee fires is astonishing. We'll post it at hereandnow.org. Michael, thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Again, we'll post it at hereandnow.org. It is heart-stopping. And our thanks to Blake Farmer of Here Now contributor WPLN in Nashville for helping us get in touch with Michael. Our best to everyone in that area.